CPI. So here's a fun one. The same VCs who spent 2023 throwing money at anything with AI in the pitch deck, they're now asking founders to open up their books and show line by line what it actually costs to run their product. Not vibes, not we'll figure out margins later. Actual math, and a lot of founders are failing that test. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. The big story today isn't a flashy new model. AI, it's money, specifically where it's going, and why investors suddenly care about something as boring sounding as inference costs per user. Here's the setup. For the last couple years, building an AI company was kind of like running a restaurant where you don't check the price of ingredients, you just cook, serve it, and hope the bill works out at the end of the month. Venture capital funded that recklessness because growth was the only metric that mattered. Users, users, users. But here's where it gets interesting. AI investors are now walking into pitch meetings and asking founders to explain their compute costs down to the unit level. Not how many users do you have, more like what does it cost you in real dollars every single time someone sends you a message, and is that number going down over time, or are you just praying it will? And a lot of founders, they don't have a good answer, because a huge chunk of the AI boom was built on the assumption that model costs would just magically keep falling forever, bailing everyone out, which, to be fair, has happened a lot. AI, but hope is not a strategy, is suddenly a very popular phrase in board meetings, and honestly, I think this is one of the healthiest things happening in AI right now. Because for a while, we were in this weird era where a company could raise $50 million without ever explaining how the actual economics of a single query work. That's not a tech industry, that's a casino. Now, investors are basically saying, prove to me this isn't just a really expensive way to burn cash while sounding impressive on a podcast, which, no offense to podcasts, AI. Takeaway here. The free money era of just plug into GPT and scale is over. If you're building an AI product right now, your investors want a cost story, not just a growth story. But here's the thing. While everyone was fixated on burn rate and spreadsheets, something quieter was happening on the engineering side. And it's honestly the more interesting story because it's the actual toolkit companies are using to survive this new scrutiny. Turns out the smart teams aren't just hoping costs go down, they're engineering it, and it basically comes down to three moves. Move one, token budgets. AI, which sounds dry, I know, stay with me. Basically, instead of letting your AI ramble, sending giant prompts, giant context windows, giant outputs, every single time you put it on a leash, you cap how much it's allowed to read and write per request. It's the difference between giving someone unlimited access to the company credit card versus handing them an actual budget and saying, make it work. Move to caching. This one's kind of genius in its simplicity. AI. If 10,000 people ask your AI the same basic question, why are you paying to regenerate that answer from scratch 10,000 times? You save it, you reuse it. Anthropic and OpenAI have both built this directly into their platforms, now prompt caching, so repeated context doesn't get billed at full price every time. It's like, imagine a restaurant that pre-chops onions instead of chopping one onion per customer all day forever. Same result, way less labor. And move three, the one I think is actually the most clever, routing. AI. Not every question needs your smartest, most expensive model. If someone asks your chatbot, what's your return policy? You do not need to summon a genius level reasoning model to answer that. You send the easy stuff to a cheap, fast model. Think Gemini Flash instead of Gemini's top tier model. And you save the expensive firepower for the questions that actually need it. It's triage. It's literally how emergency rooms work. You don't send a broken finger to the same room as a heart attack. AI. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't everyone spend the last 2 years bragging about using the biggest, most powerful model possible? Yeah, they did. Funny how we used the most expensive model available went from a flex to a red flag in about 18 months. So that's the quiet revolution. While the headlines are about who has the smartest model, the real competitive edge right now is who can deliver that intelligence for the least amount of money per user. Cost is becoming the new benchmark. Quick hits before we go. AI. Startups are increasingly building internal dashboards just to track cost per successful task, not just cost per request, because a cheap answer that's wrong still costs you a support ticket later. Model routing is quietly becoming a whole category of its own, with lightweight classifiers deciding in milliseconds whether your question deserves the intern or the expert. And somewhere on Reddit, someone summed up this entire trend perfectly. We spent 2 years teaching AI to think, now we're spending 2 years teaching it to think efficiently. Honestly, AI might be the smartest one-liner I've read all week. So here's the big picture. The first wave of AI was about proving the thing could work at all. Can it write? Can it code? Can it reason? We're past that now. This next wave is about proving it can work without bankrupting everyone in the process. And that shift from look what it can do to look what it costs, that's genuinely the more important story. Even if it'll never trend on Twitter the way a flashy new model launch does, because the AI that wins long term isn't going to be the smartest one. AI, it's going to be the one that's smart enough, cheap enough, and fast enough that you don't even think about the cost. Just like electricity, just like the internet. The real endgame isn't intelligence, it's intelligence you stop noticing the price of. That's your blend for today, I'll see you tomorrow.